Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
10.
Eight o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour. More on that developing story at San Francisco City College. It has been an hour now since police ordered a group of about 40 students to leave Conlon Hall. Those students walked into that administration building about 3 this afternoon, demanding a special trustee be fired. It has been 5 hours now, and those students say they aren't going anywhere. This is student Sharon Chatterley.
They're threatening us to disperse right now, and that if we don't leave, that they will threaten to arrest us on grounds of trespassing at a public school.
Their outrage is directed at that special trustee and the changes he's made.
We're here to hold the administration accountable for their cuts to the diversity studies and the cuts to courses overall and the pushing out of students. We want to hold them accountable for the payment policy that's been implemented on the campus.
A policy, she says, has forced some students to drop out of school. KGO 810's Tiana McLeese is on her way to the scene of that story. Well, BART trains are back on track tonight following hours of delays over a broken piece of track less than a foot long. KGO 810's Kristen Haynes now with the latest.
A 10-inch piece of rail broke off between Civic Center and 16th Street Mission a little after 9 a.m., leaving a big gap. Alicia Trost is with BART.
We had a train pass over that section of rail. The control center was called and said, we just went over an area. It was very bumpy. Go check it out.
She says crews came out and used machines to replace the broken rail and clamp it down. Meanwhile, trains single-tracked through San Francisco, causing headaches for passengers.
I was like, how do I get home? and the students, I need to study for my exams.
BART estimates 4,300 passengers were affected. They hope to make a permanent repair when the transit system shuts down shortly after midnight. Well, that shower won't be lasting long following those unprecedented water cutbacks okayed by the State Water Board. But meteorologist Padram Jebahari suggests there was really no other way.
The first 4 months of the year, the driest on record, and records go back into the 1860s for San Francisco. Astounded, less than 3 inches have fallen so far in 2015. Never have we seen this in the first 4 months of the year, and this pattern continues.
Maybe, maybe not. Long-range weather models are now showing we could get a break from the drought with a very wet winter later this year. Correspondent Jim Roop now with that forecast.
Dr. Phil Klotzbach with Colorado State University says right now the models show a pretty strong system known as El Nino developing.
This is probably going to be at least a moderate, if not a strong event, and bring lots of good heavy rainfall to California.
Last winter, reports of a moderate El Nino made no promises, but the mere mention of that weather phenomenon, cost the state dearly. State Water Board President Felicia Marcus.
This killed us at the beginning of 2014 because everybody wrote the stories that El Nino might save us, so people didn't start conserving when they should have.
New rules limit watering on public property, encourage homeowners to let their lawns die, and impose mandatory water savings targets for hundreds of local water agencies. Well, scientists now believe that humpback whale that washed up on a Pacifica beach yesterday may have been hit and killed by a ship. A necropsy this morning, an animal autopsy on the 42-foot adult female, revealed 4 broken vertebrae, a broken rib, and some hemorrhaging. That's a sign of blunt force trauma, but those scientists also say a ship probably would have done a lot more damage. The effort continues to help college students left out in the cold by the closure of for-profit colleges like Heald. Now that has the attention of the California delegation in Congress. We'll get to that story a bit later. Coming up next, we've got traffic and weather on the fives. KGO News Time is 8:04.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start in the city again. That's where some of our biggest problems are. But I do have good news. San Francisco, we'll start with the bad news. Eastbound 80 at Essex, you had an accident there involving a semi. It is out of the road now, but traffic is still packed back to Cesar Chavez on northbound 101. It is beginning to move, and as it does, you're getting minor delays across the lower deck. In fact, all the way across the Bay Bridge to the tolls. Westbound on the Skyway is all but clear now. In Mountain View, southbound 101 at 85, there's a three-vehicle accident there. In the second lane, traffic's barely moving back to Rangsdorf Avenue. And in Pleasanton, northbound 680 before Sunol Boulevard, there's an obstacle of some kind that's blocking the right lanes. They haven't specified whether it's a vehicle or junk in the road. Just be careful, please, if that's where you're headed. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the Giants and the A's losing big today. Giants beaten by the Padres 9-1. The A's are down 13-0, top of the ninth inning, Minnesota Twins. And now your Bay Area weather forecast, from sunny and breezy to rain. How's that for a spring swing in your forecast? Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
It's not going to be widespread, but may see a shower or two popping up Thursday afternoon going into Thursday evening. In the Sierra, this is going to result in several inches of snow, where a winter weather advisory starts at 5 a.m. tomorrow, and it runs until 5 a.m. Friday. Carry the chains, and don't be surprised if you run into some delays up there.
Now, don't worry. The weekend is going to dry out. By the time Mother's Day rolls around, you can expect sunny skies, temperatures in the low 60s to upper 70s. Right now, around the Bay Area, we've got mostly clear skies. It's 70 degrees in Santa Rosa, 57 in Santa Cruz, 55 in San Mateo, 57 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Woo!
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Well, if you're on BARD, at least you're moving now.
BARD! BARD! Why? Why must life be so hard?
Yes, why must life be so hard? It was definitely difficult. John Lobertini, what exactly was going on with BART for those who were lucky enough to miss it?
Well, you know, that whole system is breaking down. It's 40 years old.
Yeah.
I know I'm stating the obvious, but they've told us over and over again that, you know, the cars are aging, the tracks are aging, and I used to ride BART often, and the trains are not on time. They break down. There are constant problems. And they had a section of track, a 1 foot section of track, that I don't know if it actually broke off, but something happened and the track broke.
It was unsafe between 16th and Civic Center, right?
Well, at least there wasn't a tragedy.
Yeah, it was
right.
The Mission 16th and Mission Station and the Civic Center. Yeah, so they.
And I will, you know, just for BART riders and people who work for BART out there, I like the system. I don't have to rely on it, but otherwise, if I'm going to a concert at the Oracle Arena, something like that, BART is my go-to.
Well, and thank God no one was hurt. They found it before there was a problem.
Right.
I mean,
the way it was described
is
that the train, one of the operators described a rough ride through a section of track. And Heather, you're right. I mean, BART is great, but it is aging, and these are the consequences of that.
Now, what's the score on that baseball game in Oakland?
Wow. Well, actually, thankfully,
happening over there?
Thankfully, it's in Minnesota.
Oh, okay. All right, that's a good place for
over.
It.
And it's over.
Okay.
13-0.
Yikes.
Now,
come on, A's.
And the Giants, five-game winning streak. They were just beaten up on Southern California. Padres 9, Giants 1 today.
Okay.
All right.
And everyone's
well, we'll
hungover,
about that.
So it's
right,
just a
yeah,
crabby,
it's old Cinco de Mayo.
Crabby-ass Wednesday.
Thank God it's hump day. Okay.
Week's more than half say, over, folks. Don't worry about a thing.
Speaking of Christ, this woman is suing all gay people on Earth on God's behalf.
That'll make you laugh.
I guess maybe not Jesus's. But yes, really, identifying herself as an ambassador for God. Oh, hold on. I made a mistake. And Jesus Christ. Apparently, she spoke with them both.
Yes.
Yes.
Just like George Bush.
A Nebraska woman has filed a federal lawsuit against all homosexual people on the planet for breaking religious and moral laws.
So get out your checkbooks, now, gays and lesbians, because this is going to hurt. Worse than taxes.
Everybody You're on the planet Earth.
Pony up. God wants your money.
By the way, she's not kidding. She filed it appropriately. And
she crossed all her T's, even if she misspelled certain words.
You have to give her credit for something. You know, we just read some stat on some listicle last week talking about how no one can write longhand anymore. It's a lost.
She's
it's a
okay
lost
at
art.
It, yeah.
Yeah, she's really good.
Oh,
one,
isn't
two,
one of the words that she misspells three, four, horribly? She spells liar with an E, L-I-E-R-S. Gays are liars.
Oh, yeah. Seven pages of handwritten legalese. Not bad. Not bad, really. I give her credit for that.
But she's got energy.
But nonetheless, the defendants are all homosexuals. Their given name, homosexuals. Their alias, gay.
You might want to jump back in the closet because she's coming and she wants your money.
I don't know what she
wants. Is she suing for money? I don't even know.
I don't know what she wants. The 66-year-old is representing herself in the lawsuit, and she also cites Webster's Dictionary as well as a series of Bible passages in her letter, which is riddled with spelling and punctuation errors. But beautiful longhand. Look it up on the internet. That's some good longhand. I mean, if you're a teacher, well, better not take that to school. That's not politically correct now, is it? That'll get you even more hot water. But anyway, it's a great demonstration of longhand. But she challenges the U.S. District Judge, John Girard, not to judge God to be a liar, and then slams gay people as liars, deceivers, and thieves in the case. I never thought I'd see the day in which our great nation, our great state of Nebraska, would become so compliant or complicit on some people's lewd behavior. Oh, well, I don't know.
You don't know lewd. If you're in Nebraska, you ain't seen nothing, baby. Let's fly her here to the Drex show and take her to, say, the Gay Pride Parade. That's coming up next month,
goodness.
Right?
I suppose. And then, let me see, what else did we promise? Oh, Tiger Woods.
She should have seen what I did last weekend, for crying out loud. Oh, sorry.
No. Tell your Tinder story now. Now's a good time. Speaking of your extracurricular activities.
No, that wasn't that. But people on Tinder are cheaters. They say third of them are married or already in a relationship.
And even worse.
I didn't know that.
Most of the cheaters are women.
Ugh, cheater. All right.
Okay, we can't figure out what's going on with people that Price is Right, but something's horribly wrong.
That's right. The model turned over the wrong number and they had to give the woman the prize. Okay, what happened a couple days ago?
Well, then the April Fool's joke where Bob Barker came out. So they got play on that. That was legitimate.
Okay.
And then
but most people went, he's still alive. Oh, it's the ghost of Bob Barker.
The Price is Right awarded a treadmill to a contestant in a wheelchair yesterday.
Good job.
Oh, my.
Well, she can get
it. Nice to see you. What's going on?
I'm so excited right now.
I thought you'd never get up here, man. You were close a couple times.
Yeah, I was so close.
But here she is. George, what do we got for?
Couple of prizes, Danielle. We've got a treadmill and a new sauna. Oh,
these are really nice.
Yes. It's all you, Manuela. $3,695. Let's give it to her. Ready? One, two, three. Congratulations. Good for you. A winner.
So, you know, that's one of those things you can always re-gift.
But the problem is she's in a wheelchair. She lost the use of her legs in an accident 10 years ago. And naturally, it was awkward. But Drew didn't address it. He just kind of you heard him.
It's a thing. Most people sell their Price is Right prizes anyway.
Well, turns out.
That's what eBay's for.
Well, she's not the first person to win a prize that she couldn't use, and she can always gift or sell them.
Yeah.
Still, the Price is Right should offer cash equivalents, and if they don't, Ellen DeGeneres
or someone
else will.
The whole thing's a big ad.
I know, but didn't they used to back in the day? Some of those.
No.
Yeah.
I doubt it very strongly.
Well, the problem is with a lot of these winnings, you know, when you would win a car or something, you owe the taxes on that. Mm-hmm. You do know that. So sometimes people can't pony up the tax money.
Oh, that, and they just leave the prize right there at Price is Right. Drew Carey, you're going to have to take that home.
Some game shows would give you the cash equivalent of the prize and then let you pay income tax on it later.
But
I don't know if that's the case anymore. You know. By the way, here's Seth Meyers talking about the wheelchair winning treadmill person.
In an episode of The Price is Right this week, a contestant in a wheelchair was awarded a treadmill. But to be fair, the show isn't called The Prize is Right.
Hey, good point.
Oh my goodness. And then are we ready for 30 seconds of this? Tiger Woods, the Players' Championship gets underway tomorrow, but yesterday Tiger Woods said he hadn't slept since Sunday, which was the 9th anniversary of his father's death. That's sad. But it was also the day he broke up with Lindsey Vonn, which didn't help. He said, quote, I got 2 days to go to get ready before Thursday, and plus a late tea time helps, but nonetheless, he's not sleeping.
It obviously does affect me. It is tough. There's no doubt. I'm not going to lie about that. It is tough. And then on top of that, this time of year is really, really hard on me. This 3-day window is really hard. I haven't slept. These 3 days, March 3rd and May 3rd and through the 5th today, it's just brutal on me. And then with obviously on what happened on Sunday, it just adds to it.
So you're not the only person having a Wednesday.
Did you not sleep because you were not alone? I'm sure that's what Lindsey Vonn wants to say.
Well, yeah, also the anniversary of his father's death. But nonetheless, him and Lindsey broke up. They're no more. All right, let's get to Pamela Geller. Fires back at the Garland critics.
Oh, she cray.
yeah, that is cray cray. We'll get to that in just a minute. But first, let's take a break and we'll be right back on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
If I could redo any room, it would be the master bathroom.
Oh, outdoor kitchen, absolutely.
Yeah, I want to walk in and feel like I'm in a spa.
Like I'm at a beach party.
Heated floor tiles, gentle rain, shower heads.
Loud sound system around the pool.
If you can imagine it, now's the time to create it.
It would be my retreat.
My retreat.
For a limited time, you can take advantage of a Comerica Bank Home Equity Flex Line with an introductory rate of just 2.99% APR for the first 9 months. A later variable rate is effective after the introductory time period. With rates this low, there's never been a better time to reimagine your home. To learn more about credit costs and terms, call Comerica Bank at 800-829-5356. Introductory APR of 2.99% is for home equity line of credit accounts only and applies to balances for the first 9 monthly statement cycles after the account open date. Variable rate in effect after the introductory time period. Loans are subject to credit approval. Comerica Bank, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender, equal housing lender.
Ah, dear mom, when you were feeling down, she cheered you up. When you skinned your knee, she made it all better. After all she's done for you, now you can say thank you and KGOA 10 can help. KGOA 10 is giving away a Mother's Day gift package to treat and pamper mom, grandma, the missus, or yourself. Visit the contest page at KGORadio.com. One grand prize winner will receive a $100 gift certificate for brunch at the table in Willow Glen and a 2-night stay and spa treatment at Meritage Resort and Spa in Napa from KGOA 10.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest-rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cash back offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there, too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
Hello there. I'm Michael at NewPain.com. We have a special rebate of $50 on Milgard's Tuscany and Styleline series windows. All Milgard energy-efficient windows have a lifetime warranty to the original owner, which covers parts, labor, and accidental glass breakage. A minimum order of 6 windows or 2 doors is required. These fantastic rebates are valid until May the 31st. If you are building a home north of the bridge or in Sea Ranch, New Pain will give you or your contractor special discounted prices on the Milgard Essence Series wood windows. Additional discounts are available to apartment owners. So there you go. Log on to newpain.com. That's newpaine.com or call 800-614-7263. That's 800-614-7263 to get your special pricing on Milgard windows.
Every 4 seconds, a Ford technician expertly performs a multi-point inspection on a vehicle. So if you're looking to find confidence, you just found enough to hand-feed a steak to a starving lion. Now get a $50 mail-in rebate on any Motorcraft brake service when you use the Ford Service credit card. Ford Service. Go with confidence.
Subject to credit approval, taxes extra, rebate by prepaid debit card, pads or shoes on most vehicles, one axle, exclusions apply. See your participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 6/30/15.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. To see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
This is Metallica, Enter Sandman, backwards. And it's not Metallica. It's some dude singing it backwards.
Wow. Metallica, just as good backwards as forwards.
Right. So this dude on YouTube figured out how to play Metallica's Enter Sandman backwards, and he also sang it backwards. Then he played the video in reverse. It actually sounds okay. I mean, you know. It's comparable with Jamie Foxx in the national anthem at the Pacquiao flight.
Oh my God, Satan's standing behind you.
Yeah, we'll get to the chaos that continues to roll out of Las Vegas. The afterblow. It just won't stop. And then the Deflategate today. We got to play the text message porno again. The NFL commission.
It's not porn.
Well, it is. It's like NFL porno for guys. To hear these text messages going back and forth between the equipment guy and the
about their balls.
Dude. Yes, about their deflate the balls, dude. Yeah. Tom wants to hit a field goal. Tom wants to run, you know.
Tom sucks.
Yeah. He doesn't want to. Yeah, he wants to throw touchdowns and he wants to win the. I don't know. We'll read it. It's football porn. Trust me. After 9 o'clock on the late night late
it's
show.
It's good
wrap-up.
Gossipy stuff.
Hey, so how about this Pamela Geller once again firing back at the Garland mayor again today, giving a pass to the savages. You know, if you don't know what this story is, it's all about the shooting that happened at the Draw Muhammad cartoon contest in Garland, Texas, which basically is Dallas, this week, has reignited a national debate about free speech and many scolding the actions of Pamela Geller and the American Freedom Defense Initiative and provoking Muslims to point, I don't know, just to the point where something like this would happen. I mean, one of the arguments that's being made is from Garland Mayor Douglas Athus, who said that what Geller did was incendiary.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that it was. I mean, there's a difference between freedom of speech and you know you're just going to cause trouble. It just so wasn't necessary.
The physical equivalent is if I walk over to you and start poking you in the chest repeatedly until you're like, dang it, stop it. And I'm like, do you want to hit me, Brex?
Yeah, because you're a woman.
Do you want to hit me,
right.
Drex?
Yeah.
That's what that is.
Right. Sooner or later, I would shove you across the room.
I mean, right? Yeah, thank you.
I probably wouldn't punch you, but I would shove you across the room.
That yes. Totally works.
Yes.
And, you know, it's so weird luring this $10,000 prize in front of these poor people that came in there to draw. I don't know what that's all about, you know.
Well, it's a drama, whisking, Hamid. You know, it's just
I just
a
wonder about the type
thing.
Of people that came out because of the prize money. Because people are poor, you know, and they're like, well, I guess it's worth maybe possibly getting shot at.
Yeah, what do you think's going to happen? So, you know, when he went on Fox News and said it's incendiary, and by the way, he makes a point here to put law enforcement at risk just to provoke, and thank God there were police officers there to take these guys out.
She should have to pay for the police presence.
Yeah, and so Geller responded. And by the way, we have her. Is that who we have?
Yeah. And actually, I'm wondering, you know, what if this played out completely differently and she were shot in the head?
And
she'd be some kind of martyr.
One or two or 20 or 30 other people.
Possibly.
Yes. Let's play the audio.
I mean, that's like saying that the pretty girl was responsible for her own rape. The mayor is going after the defenders of free speech and clearly giving a free pass to the savages who came with guns to kill innocent people because of a cartoon.
You are not the pretty girl who was raped.
808-0810. I mean, yes, freedom of speech. But nonetheless, there's right and there's wrong. There's a correct use and there's incorrect use. Yes, I have freedom of speech, but there are certain words I can't say on the radio. It's against the law and I could lose my job and most likely would. I'm not going to
That's a whole different code.
No. It's like the old cliche, and I think I heard Ron Owens say it. It's the old fire in the theater.
Shouting fire in the theater. Crowded
right,
theater.
Right.
Of course it
yes,
is.
Yes, you can't do that. Yeah.
You are not supposed to do
that.
There
are limits. There is a fourth wall, you know, and you can't walk through it. And, well, you shouldn't. It's a bad idea.
But bad ideas are legal in America, too. So we'll put it to bed.
Do you think so? I mean, I
can't believe she used that connection, because it's like pulling the clothes off a guy and jumping up and down on him and then saying that you're the pretty girl that got raped and you're getting the blame. I mean, come on, Geller, go away.
I didn't know there was a $10,000 prize, but
I thought that's what it was.
But nonetheless, it is a national debate. Is it free speech or is it her just causing problems? Now, would you, on a Sunday afternoon or a Saturday afternoon, whatever the hell this was, would you go to a Draw Muhammad cartoon contest? Would you take your family because you can't let the terrorists win? Well, I know what my answer is. I think you know. No, thank you. I'll find something else to do. I'll stay at home. I'll watch baseball. 808-0810. We'll be back in just a minute after we check in with John Libertini in the KGO newsroom on KGO 810.
You're a business owner. You know how it goes. Money comes in, money goes out. But when there's a cash flow hiccup, you need a little help. Get the working capital you need right when you need it at Sign on the Line Capital. Even when your bank says no, Sign on the Line can say yes. Payroll glitch? No problem. Need new equipment? No problem. We've helped thousands of business owners with fast help and flexible repayment plans. We can get you approved for up to $250,000 in just 12 hours. No collateral, no application fees, and less than perfect credit is okay. Get your cash in as little as 2 to 3 days. It's fast, easy, and painless. So call now, 800-614-7441. That's 800-614-7441. 800-614-7441. When you need it.
Taking action towards a healthier life is the best decision anyone can make. The Jumpstart MD Physician Design Program provides intuitive guidelines that quickly build confidence and yield results. With one-on-one coaching, real food, and modern nutritional science, you'll get the support to change your habits, your health, and your body for a lifetime. Make the first step. Call 1-855-JUMPSTART today. Call by May 31st and mention KGO to save 25% off your first visit.
Are you ready to make a six-figure income this year?
Hi, I'm Chad Shinneke, a college dropout turned self-made millionaire. Over the last 25 years, my unique Find, Fund, and Flip system has allowed me to personally flip over $50 million in real estate and fund over $1 billion in other people's real estate deals. Now I'm ready to show you how easy and simple it is to find, fund, and flip houses or apartment buildings for instant profit in my Find, Fund, and Flip kit. For a limited time, I want to give anyone that calls a free copy of my kit. There's no catch. It's just free. In my kit, I'll show you how easy it is to assess properties quickly to find the perfect property for you to flip. I'll also share how you can tap into my funding sources to fund all of your deals, to flip apartment buildings or single-family homes with no credit, no cash, or experience needed.
To get your free kit, call 800-317-1981. Call now, and Chad will also give you two free tickets to his workshop coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-317-1981. That's 800-317-1981.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Unlike Tums, new Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for combined powerful relief of your worst symptoms of heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're back fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party. Kick acid and gas with new Rolaids Advanced.
Well, California approves mandatory water cutbacks once again to combat the drought. We'll talk about it after the news, and also John may mention it in the news. Here is John Libertini in the KGO News Center.
Well, Drex, we've got this developing story over at San Francisco City College, and it seems the student occupation there is over. A group of about 40 students walked into Conlon Hall, that's an administration building, about 3 o'clock this afternoon, demanding the removal of a controversial special trustee. The crowd defied a police order to leave about 7 o'clock tonight, but the stakes changed about an hour later. Student Sharon Shatterly fills us in.
Administration has threatened us that we would receive academic penalties for our actions and protests. And so students were very, very worried about how that would pan out with their ability to return back to campus.
Protesters are demanding the resignation of a special ed trustee who cut classes and made changes to the school's tuition payment policy that forced some students to quit school. And another meeting today on behalf of students abandoned by for-profit Corinthian colleges, which closed its remaining 28 campuses last week. As KGO 810 Scott Letiri reports, the California delegation in Congress is now taking notice.
22-year-old Esther Howard was a medical assistant student at Heald College in San Francisco.
I wasn't too sure about my credits being transferred, but still I have to pay a $50,000 loan.
Something that needs to change, says Peninsula Congresswoman Jackie Speier.
How unconscionable can you be to saddle a 22, 23-year-old with that kind of debt?
Speier says she's pushing the Department of Education to overhaul its policy.
The federal government is offering to forgive those student loans, but students have to give up all of the credits they've earned. The state legislature and the California Community College System are working on a plan that will help those students continue their education. Well, a series of small earthquakes rattled California today from Concord to East Los Angeles. In Hemet, a magnitude 3.9 hit just after midnight. And then just after 7:30 this morning, Concord in the East Bay hit again. The quake registered 3.5, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, both quakes described as weak or light. But there is new information that suggests that tracking small quakes under the San Andreas Fault could give seismologists a window into the next big one. KGO 810's Kim McAllister reports.
Seismologist Peggy Helweg with Cal's Tremorscope Project says it involves putting special equipment down 4 deep holes near Paso Robles.
3 seismic sensors. One is a geophone. They measure high-pitched noises. One is a broadband package. And the third package is called a strong motion instrument because when the ground really moves, we don't get good recordings from them.
A hint of a tremor could lead to something more.
The hope is that tremor will teach us a lot more about how big earthquakes start.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:33.
KGO 810 has your tickets to see the biggest soccer match to hit the Bay Area. Manchester United versus FC Barcelona, Saturday, July 25th at Levi Stadium. To win tickets, visit the contest page at KGOradio.com or sign up for presale at LeviStadium.com.
Experience one of the most beautiful works ever written for the violin at the San Francisco Symphony. For two nights only, May 14th and 15th, internationally recognized violinist Janine Jansen will perform Mendelssohn's Passionate Violin Concerto with the San Francisco Symphony. This gorgeous music and Jansen's exciting and versatile artistry leave audiences spellbound. The Guardian calls Jansen a tour de force, not only of technical prowess, but a fiery imagination. Call 415-864-6000 or visit sfsymphony.org.
The rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market goes up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 230,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free two-hour trading class so you can check this out. And if you call now, we'll include a video guide worth $247 just for attending. Think about it. What is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 888-712-TRADE. That's 888-712-8723 or online at otaclass.com. This could really change everything. Call now, 888-712-TRADE, 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
It is 8:35 on KGO. Time again for Traffic on the Fives with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. Back to the city, eastbound 80 on the Skyway there. It's still unwinding from earlier problems at 5th. It was an accident that they cleared a long time ago. Still stop and go back to Cesar Chavez on northbound 101, but it is beginning to move some. The good news is we're all clear on the Bay Bridge in both directions. In Mountain View, southbound 101 at 85, a three-vehicle accident there, all but cleared. Only minor delays right now back to Rangsdorf. And in Fremont, southbound on the Nimitz, at the Nimitz platform scale, please watch out for a Mercedes that has broken down in the second lane from the left. And don't forget, I'm going to tell you again, this weekend, the 8th or the 11th, the San Mateo Bridge is going to be shut down entirely while they do road work. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau, and it's a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, it was not a good day on the diamond for the Giants or the A's. Giants lose to the Padres 9-1. Oakland dumped by the Minnesota Twins 13-0. Golden State Warriors back in action, Game 3 against the Memphis Grizzlies in Memphis on Saturday. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. A May storm is in the forecast, and if you're worried about Mother's Day, well, don't be. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
It is going to be nice for the upcoming weekend, but before we get to the nice weather, we're going to get some much-needed moisture across the Sierra Nevada. Winter weather advisory starts tomorrow morning, runs until Friday morning. 2 to 6 inches of snow is expected. Here in the Bay Area, we have a chance of some isolated showers.
That'll happen Thursday afternoon into Thursday night. Dry by Mother's Day, sunny, temperatures low 60s to upper 70s. Right now it's 55 degrees in Dublin, 54 in San Mateo, 56 in San Francisco, 61 in San Jose. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Hey, why don't I play you some music?
Oh. Yeah, this is Snoop. Snoop with Stevie Wonder. Brand new.
Wow, it's the 70s all over again.
Yeah.
My Cherie
Amore. Kind of smooth it's jazz thing going
smooth
on.
Jazz. Yeah. I see myself listening to this with my dad.
Right.
Rolling. Rolling down 680 in my Tesla. I mean, we're going 80 miles an hour.
I was thinking about the Snoop Dogg. Rolling down, sipping on gin and
that's
juice.
What my dad and I do. The gin and the juice.
Get yourself a medical card.
Because that's how California rolls.
Yeah, that is how California rolls. You got to love that.
I am liking it.
Hey, and you got, I think I've told you before, but Stevie Wonder is one of the most wonderful
celebrities. I mean, he's exactly what you think he would be. When he visited me once on my morning show, he not only did he come in at 7 o'clock in the morning, being
which
a trooper,
was the time he was supposed to?
Yes, yes. He brought in his keyboard, and he played live and invited me to sing My Sharia More with him. And you know I can't sing.
Yeah.
And oh, but you jumped on that opportunity, though, didn't you?
Well, yes, I did.
Did he have the stand-up keyboard that he plugged in and everything?
Well, they sat it up on the counter for him. Yeah, but it was so cool. I mean, he was such a nice guy.
Oh, man.
Love Stevie Wonder. Before we move any further along here, back to Pamela Geller firing back at the Garland, which is the Dallas area. The mayor, critic, giving a pass to the Savages. This is all about the Draw Muhammad contest. Yeah. Oh, by the way, let's play the cut, Justine. This is Pamela Geller.
I mean, that's like saying that the pretty girl was responsible for her own rape. The mayor is going after the defenders of free speech and clearly giving a free pass to the savages who came with guns to kill innocent people because of a cartoon.
Yeah, but the pretty girl that got raped didn't step to her rapist like you did with this cartoon.
Yes, with your Draw Muhammad contest. And by the way, thank God there were police officers there to take these guys out, you know, happened to have their service revolvers and took them out. Or God knows how many people would have died. And the mayor, I think, is absolutely right. She put law enforcement at risk just to provoke these radicals.
She's got an agenda.
Yeah, she does have an agenda. And it's not free speech. I'm afraid
it's just not necessary.
Yeah. Who do we have?
John and Marin.
John and Marin, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Hi, Drex and Heather. I like that intro music there, the Stevie Wonder.
That was nice.
Do you guys know the definition of endless love?
Go ahead.
That's Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder playing tennis.
Look at you. Bum, bum.
Right. Okay.
What did you want to say about Pamela Geller?
Well, obviously, she's trying to sort of make a name for herself, and she's poking a stick out there to kind of stir things up. But I have to take issue with the attitude of that you can't have that kind of free speech. For instance, I've seen the play The Book of Mormon. It's a very funny. It's a very clever. Those guys are great. They did a great job. I lived in Utah for a long time. I know a lot about Mormonism. And if you know a lot about Mormonism, there are some very pointed insults in that play aimed directly at Mormonism. Now, consider, if some crazy Mormon decided they're going to go and gun down Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the creators of South Park and the guys who created the Mormon play, would we be talking about, well, they asked for it. They poked the hornet's nest with a stick. They got what they deserved. No. The recent Scientology documentary.
Well, if they were trying to form an Islamic state or their own state, and going around beheading and burning people, we might feel that way. I would say to myself, let's not go see that play.
Well, what about the Scientology documentary? Again, very pointed
coming
criticism
clear,
about
yes.
the Church of Scientology. Would you give some kind of pass to a crazy Scientologist who went and took out that director? Same thing with Bill Maher, religious. He made very pointed criticism about all kinds of religions.
Love that movie.
Nobody's after him, right? Nobody's after him.
Yes.
You have to admit that there's an element within radical Islam that reared its ugly head. Two guys came to shoot these people who were having a drawing contest.
Well, and by the way, it was making fun of Muhammad's a no-no. I do believe they were lone wolves to begin with. I do not believe they were part of ISIS. ISIS propaganda says that they were, but of course that's how they crank up their machine.
And I understand. Look, I see a bit of both sides of this, but I would not go too far to the side of defending the guys. I'm not saying that you are, but defending the guys that did the shooting because we have free speech in this country, and drawing a picture of someone who nobody's ever even really seen before, that doesn't reach the heights of I'm going to take you
right.
out.
I take issue with Pamela Geller thinking she needs to prove a point because she does not need to prove that point. We know we have free speech.
Right, and she doesn't have to draw. I can tell you this, if she wanted to rent my venue to have a Draw Muhammad cartoon contest, I would not allow her to. I would not rent it to her. Would you?
Well,
nor would I want it in my city.
Right, but
just asking for trouble.
these guys made this drawing contest was an attempt to make some fun at a religion and possibly be provocative, but so was Religious, so is Glowing, Going Clear, and so is the Book of Mormon.
Yes, but no one died.
And episodes of Family Guy. Well, no one. What do you mean? No one died. Someone almost died in this. The people that would have gotten shot.
That's
for
right.
Drawing a picture of Muhammad.
And just as here's what the mayor says. He says it was incendiary because she put law enforcement at risk. They could have taken out the cops first. They didn't.
Yeah.
Cops got down.
Yeah. Well. Right. But the fact is, they came guns a-blazing at people who had an art contest. That don't you see the ridiculousness of that?
It's scary is what it is. And by the way, I would I go to a Draw Muhammad cartoon contest? By no means. You make a good point, and I get it, and I thank you very much for listening. Yes?
We can go to Mike in San Jose.
Mike in San Jose, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Hey, you guys are being really fast and loose with the definition of freedom. A second ago, you just said, you know, we have freedom. We know that we have freedom. She's trying to make a point, but that freedom point needs to be defended at every aspect, even for something as benign as drawing a cartoon. Now, you've mentioned that, hey, we know that we have freedom, but the very nature, the very fact that you're talking about this says, well, maybe this is something that we shouldn't be doing.
Oh, I wouldn't legislate this by any means. No.
You have to admit, Pamela Geller's a jerk.
Right, that's all. That's what I'm saying.
Matter.
Yes, and I understand
when it
comes.
Does.
No. His point is free speech. No, free speech is protected for the speech that we don't like, not the speech that we like. I get your point.
Exactly. Yes. Now, the second point for the police officers, it is their job to protect people. It's the same job of a soldier. Dying, getting shot at, may be part of the job. So she's not really placing law enforcement in danger as much as law enforcement's just doing their job. We don't go crying when soldiers, well, we do go crying, but it's the equivalent of soldiers going overseas to fight. It's their job. It's a police officer's job. She's not really putting them in danger.
Would you want your husband or wife assigned to this duty? I mean, if there was a Draw Muhammad cartoon contest in your neighborhood, and your son, daughter, somebody in your family was a police officer, would you want them assigned to that beat?
It doesn't matter whether I would want them to do it or not. It is their job, and if they do not like that job, they are more than welcome to quit. It's not the military. They could quit any time mid-shift and say, I just don't want to do it.
Well, we have a lot of insanity. You know, this woman in the right. Okay, I got you. And by the way, I understand exactly what you're saying, so I thank you for listening. Let me see. Let's go to Richard Livermore.
Mike.
My goodness. No, I understand. You know, we fight for this speech that we don't like. Yeah.
And I'd be willing to bet he's probably ex-military or police. There was that tone to, you know, they take this concept of freedom much more seriously than most people do.
That's why they fight for us. Absolutely. Yes, and I totally agree. Look, you know, the thing about what the mayor said, I just think is right on. She was provoking, and thank God there were police there to protect and stop them in their tracks. Let's go to, let me see, Richard in Livermore.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking the call. You know, I agree with her, too, but the thing that drives me crazy is when people call in and say this is a First Amendment issue. This is not a First Amendment issue. First Amendment's between the government and an individual. These were two individuals or a corporation and an individual. So it has nothing to do with freedom of speech. You can't go into somebody's business and say whatever you want and spew hate, and if you don't like this business, they can throw you out. So that's the first thing. I'm not an attorney, but I'd love to have an attorney call up that's a little more eloquent than me and explain that, so these people can get it right. The second thing is, just because you have the right to do it doesn't mean you should.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like the Nebraska woman earlier, who was filing a lawsuit against all gays. I mean, please, come on. She can, but it's just silly. And Pamela Geller's just trying to draw attention to herself.
Well, that's just idiotic. That's not even worth even bringing up on public radio. But the whole First Amendment thing, folks, go read the First Amendment and try to get a grip on this thing. You sound really ignorant when you call up and you try to thump on that one.
Yep.
Well, thanks, Richard.
Yep,
I feel like it's like going to, you know, the Latter-day Saints Mormon temple and putting on Book of Mormon. You just don't do it.
Right.
Right?
There is the obvious.
Well, you know, if they paid to rent the place and they were charging people to come in there, they can pretty much do what they want to do.
That's what I'm saying. But it was like he was pointing out, but I wouldn't rent the place to them.
No. And yeah. And I mean, this was trouble waiting to happen,
yes.
is what it was.
Yes.
I thought, I couldn't believe it at first. That they were actually going to put on an event like that. It was like sit back and watch what happens.
Right. Yes.
It's too bad she didn't get her head blown off.
Oh,
on that note, we'll take a break and we'll be back to talk about the water issue with John Libertini on KGLA 10.
We'll throw a little water on that, don't
okay.
we?
Okay. My God.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself, but I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
Inventory is everything. Product sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're back, surprisingly. And we are. It's the Drex Show, along with the Heather program and
well,
the Late
fun.
Night Late Show wrap-up. That was a lot of fun. So John Libertini's in here to talk about the new cutbacks, unprecedented water restrictions on the way here. And I know you keep hearing about it, but it keeps ramping up.
Well, you know, the governor came out. He says, you know, we've got to do 25% water cutbacks. Well, yesterday, the State Water Board went one step further. And I mean, that was a big step. And they passed a rule that has communities cutting back on water use between 8% and 36%.
Finally.
Well, but what's interesting is how it is that they determine what communities are going to have to cut back by what.
Right.
In Santa Cruz, the cutback is 8%. In San Francisco, it's just 8 or 9%. But in Bakersfield and Beverly Hills, they're going to have to cut back 36%
Good
of their
luck.
Water use,
yep.
and they're going to, and they have to cut back by that much because get this: last summer, water consumption in Bakersfield and Beverly Hills, and that will be the last time those two cities are in the same sentence. They used 215 gallons a day.
Yeah.
215 gallons a day, so GPD. They have to
yep.
going to have to cut back by 36%, but by comparison, residents in Santa Cruz use 45 gallons a day. So the difference is 8%, 36%. And if you live somewhere where you've got water meters, you are going to pay big time.
Absolutely. And you get a report card. I'm sure you've noticed. Now, I rent a place and, you know, they keep it manicured. And I'm not going to get into the particulars, but we did not get a good grade. And so, obviously, we put the brakes on the watering of the lawn. And I think it's back to one day a week for 5 minutes, and we'll see how we do. And hopefully, we'll do much better. But there are bigger restrictions coming. I mean, here it comes, the bathroom restrictions, and they haven't asked about the showers yet, but it's coming to
well,
that.
Well, you know, however you cut back on water is however you cut back on
right,
water.
Yeah.
I've got to tell you, I bought a bucket at Home Depot a day or two ago, one of those 5-gallon buckets, because I wanted to see, I mean, I'm going to use
how
that
much chicken you could put in it?
Yeah, that was it. You're so smart. I wanted to see
She's
how much
wise
water.
She's on a wise-ass roll tonight, isn't she?
I wanted to see how much water, you know, disappeared between the time I turned the shower on and it got warm. And it's probably around 2.5 gallons.
Wow.
So you cut back however you cut back. Apparently, you can water your lawn one day a week. They're encouraging people to let their lawns die.
I've heard that.
One day a week is enough to, you know, keep your lawn on life support. I had guys out at my house today cutting down dead trees because I don't want the trees falling over onto
it's
the cars in the driveway.
Deal.
Fire hazard.
No. The tree thing is a big deal. If you're not a homeowner, you wouldn't. Yeah, I owned a house once and a tree fell, and it was not my fault. But nonetheless, trees, you've got to babysit trees.
Yeah, and what happens? Yes, Heather?
Oh, I was just going to ask if for Bakersfield and Beverly Hills, how did they?
There it is again.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God. We said it wasn't going to happen again in our lifetime. How did they determine that they had to cut back that much? They found that there was a lot of waste?
They based that number on their water use last summer. And the water used last summer was 215 gallons per household or residence.
Gotcha. Per day.
I think it was GPD. Per day. Is that right? Yeah,
You're going to learn this acronym.
215 gallons per day.
Which isn't that much.
And that was what they based it on.
Yeah. And that's the assumption that you're wasting too much, even if you have more green and open space or whatever, you just don't get to have that anymore.
Even at 215, it's not that much. As he said, just warming the water, letting the water warm is what, 2.5 gallons. Yeah. Now, you can go to Home Depot, and I understand for like $50, you can get a restrictor on there that keeps the water hot in your pipe so that there's no waste. There are ways around this, or you can use the bucket.
I need that.
Yeah. And let it mellow and all of that. But there are people who are just not going to have some of this stuff, and everybody needs to get with the program.
All right, here's a big deal. Yeah. You still flush the toilet at work, though, because you don't want to be that guy, right? I mean, are we going to have a memo from our boss saying, hey, let it mellow?
Well, we have urinals.
Because companies could really, really cut back as long as we all agree we're not going to be grossed out because Sheila from accounting didn't flush when she left.
There are people who are not going to abide by this rule. Now, you ask a particular question. We have urinals that flow down. Gravity helps. So you don't have to hit flush every time.
Okay, so it's just a girl issue. Gotcha.
Well,
never mind.
Oh, how much fun we could have with that.
I know, yes.
Wow, I mean, it's a really good point because think of all these office buildings, you know?
And another thing I want to tell you about is...
Thank God we have separate bathrooms.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Wow.
Felicia Marcus, who's the chairwoman of the State Water Board, you know, there's been talk of an El Nino. And she said, well, there was talk of an El Nino last year and we kind of sort of counted on that and, you know, people didn't conserve. Well, nobody said that El Nino was going to produce anything. It was a light to a moderate El Nino. The one they're talking about now for this next winter is supposed to be a much more extreme El Nino. And I think this is what's going to happen here is it's cyclical. And you are going to go through periods where we don't have any rain, and then we're going to go through periods where we have a lot of rain. And that's when people are going to start talking about, well, when are you going to spend the money from this big water bond that you passed to either build new reservoirs or dig the ones we've got deeper?
Right.
Which is part of the discussion.
Right. Well, and one of the things that scares me back, myself and the man who owns my home, we decided to cut it back to once a week. By the way, it wasn't every day. I think it was every other. But nonetheless, I mean, one of the things we discussed, if you let it die, if we have a really dry summer, and it looks like we're going to, the chances of wildfires. So, I mean, that's going to go through
the roof.
Depending
on where you live.
Yeah.
And I had the conversation with the tree guy. He was actually cutting down trees across the street, and he came over, and he says, you want me to cut these trees down in your yard? They're pretty big trees, 50, 60 feet up, mm-hmm. and they were dead. They were slender.
Yeah.
But I know from experience that trees will rot from the roots and you'll have no clue. Or they'll hang on to whatever water they've gotten and the limbs will become heavy.
The wind comes and look out.
Yeah, and the limbs will just break off. I mean, there are a fair number of consequences. I don't have to worry about fires so much where I am, but in places like the East Bay, yep. Oakland Hills, we know about the problems there.
Yes.
That's a concern.
It's a concern. All right. Thank you very much, John Libertini. I'll let you back to the newsroom because it's time to check in with you once again. And we'll be back with the late night Late Show wrap up. It's on the way on the Drex Radio Show. Oh, and oh, by the way, we'll be doing our NFL text porn from Deflategate. Yes, NFL theater on the way on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
When the economy crashed in 2008, the Fed lowered interest rates. They've been low ever since. But now the economy's improving, and most experts believe the Fed will start raising interest rates very soon. That means you should refinance your mortgage now to pull cash out of your home at today's low rates, because once the Fed starts raising rates, they probably won't stop. So beat the Fed to the punch and refi your mortgage before it's too late by making the cash call at 877-890-CASH. Today, Cash Call Mortgage is offering a 15-year fix at 2.99% rate and APR with no closing costs. You have the chance to pull tens of thousands out of your home, lock in a low rate, and pay absolutely nothing out of pocket. But you have to act now. Cash Call Mortgage is designed to save. Call 877-890-CASH today.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 413-1083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Do you suffer from aching, cramping, or restless legs? Or do you have unsightly varicose or spider veins? Dr. Mark Isaacs at Vein Specialists of Northern California can help. For over 25 years, they've specialized in the latest office-based, non-surgical vein treatments. Procedures take under an hour with absolutely no downtime. Your legs will be pain-free and vein-free in time for spring. Visit Vein Specialists of Northern California now at veinspec.com and schedule your free ultrasound evaluation.
You can't miss the biggest soccer match to hit the Bay Area as Manchester United takes on FC Barcelona in the International Champions Cup presented by Guinness Saturday, July 25th at Levi's Stadium. Get signed up now for the pre-sale at levistadium.com. See 20-time English champions Manchester United with Wayne Rooney take on 22-time Spanish champions FC Barcelona. Saturday, July 25th at Levi's Stadium. Tickets go on sale Thursday, May 7th at 10 a.m. Sign up for the pre-sale now at levistadium.com today.
Does your furnace need repair? Your house need cleaning? Or maybe you're ready to...
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only 6/19 through 6/25. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.